Hi everybody, it's The Secret Subject here, and this is called the Mystifying Induction. Now, this induction is one I did not write. I just want to put that out there before I start. This is actually from the Handbook of Hypnotic Inductions, and if you'd like a copy of this book, I'm going to post a link to where you can buy this book in the down bar below. But as always, sit back, relax, and listen. I want to tell you about a rather strange and bewildering experience one of our therapists had as she went about inducing trance in a person in whom it was rather difficult to distinguish what was happening inside him. Accordingly, the therapist resorted to juxtaposing and mixing up various opposite phenomena in order to induce the desired state. All this might not make sense to you right now, but by the time we're done, you may definitely feel in your own way or sense in your body the meaning of what follows. You know how it is when you're glad to do something, looking back on the experience, maybe appreciating it with the perspective of time or distance. Well, we're glad that we tape recorded the exact words on the day, which I'll read verbatim to you now. Bob. His name was Bob. I know you know, and many others know, that you and I, most everybody else, has a right hand, a left foot and a right foot, a right ear and a left, a conscious mind as well as an unconscious mind. With all those things, we have many experiences, even way back there when we learned to count 1, 2, 3, perhaps experiencing certain feelings or sensation on one side, as opposed to the other, or maybe both at the same time. Now, Bob, one time I was working with a man who insisted on being called by his last name, which was Inskeep, a rather uncommon name. I said, Inskeep, right now I'd like you to imagine, just imagining without any conscious effort, a tingling in your left hand for just a moment. Then imagine that tingling in your right hand. That's the way, Inskeep. Don't do it, just imagine it. And now we're going to speed it up quite a bit. Quick now, imagine the tingling in your left earlobe, then the same thing in your right earlobe, then a numbness or tingling in the left third of your right hand, and a tingling or numbness in the right third of your left hand. Autonomy, independence, out there, that's right. I know all of this may sound confusing, but just keep on like you're doing. No conscious effort is required at all. And whatever you feel in any of your extremities is just fine. Just pay careful attention with your mind. Inskeep was sitting in the chair just like that, Bob, and he told me that we talked about his hands were having different time curling up his toes inside his shoes. Interesting as that might sound or feel. We continued them. Inskeep, cold and hot, hot and cold, and the many temperatures in between. 80 degrees, 30 degrees, 75 degrees, 43 degrees. And no one needs a master's degree to feel any of those things. People can develop a light trance or a medium trance or a deep trance, whatever their unconscious mind desires. Even though sometimes the conscious mind might just try and interpose something different. Just imagine, Inskeep, just imagine for a moment. A lightness in most of your right hand, and a heaviness down there in the bottom part of your left foot. Right hand, left foot, most up here, bottom part down there, very good. And then a heaviness in the third of your left hand, and a lightness in the right foot. Not all of your left foot, but just the meaningful part of it. Lightness, heaviness, up there, down there, not all, just part of that, doing fine. Just imagining, and knowing that strength means strong mind, that can't possibly not ever resist not drifting off. Inskeep, keep going inside. A person can pay attention to the outside things at the same time, without even trying, independently. Imagine a heavy rubber glove on one hand and a soft warm mitten on the other. Either left or the right, imagine reaching down and touching part of your foot that has a numbness or a tingling. On the other hand, imagine a heavy woolen sock on one foot, perhaps the left or the right, and reaching up that foot there to touch one of those hands that has developed a particular warmth or coldness. Maybe a tingling warmth or a numbing coldness, or either or maybe both. Someone once said to me that extremities have deep meaning, but I know that not knowing, forgetting, or partially realizing in a light or medium way out there is something that also provides something worth noticing. And whether that happens in your body is just fine, but Inskeep, I personally have no authority to permit your mind to drift, so just concentrate on your body. Bob had been paying close attention by now and had experienced many things in his extremities, but he'd also noticed how his breathing had changed almost imperceptibly. He told me later that this experience was not unlike something he remembered when he was very young, filling up a plastic bucket at the beach, and the bucket very quickly filled with sand and overflowed, while the hole in the ground was filled with water the more he dug. Both the bucket and the hole overflowed, and he learned from this experience that forever after, whenever he met someone named Doug, he felt almost overloaded, whatever that means. Bob also had a teacher in junior high, whose last name was Duggan. Mr. Duggan would catch him daydreaming out there in the back row and say to him, "Drift off in your own time, Bob, not mine." "Inskeep," I continued, "just imagine my voice is out there along with your extremities. And we'll go on a bit faster because now we're nearing the end, and paying close attention now to both your inside and outside might take even more of a curious aspect on your unconscious mind might just have fun inwardly. Just imagine, Inskeep. The following person's left third of his right ear can now develop a very distinct feeling, while at the same time the lower part of his left ear can detect the opposite feeling. Perhaps alternatively, maybe together, always listening. While at the same time he listens inwardly to his third ear. And you know what that is. And while all that is going on with those ears, you can imagine yourself in a left, right, up, down amusement in those hands and feet, or while this person's ears, all three of them, operate independently on their own. Warm hand, bottom third of the top half with the other cold, and the opposite foot numb and tingling, alternately left third, yes, rest of it no, or heaviness, one or more parts, and one hand is different from the lightness already present in some degree, developing in the other hand or the opposite foot that can't not be taking on a life of its own, feeling independence, autonomy, development. That's the way. You're doing just fine. Now listen closely as I count down from 10 to 1. And all those numbers descend. Down one at a time, you can imagine yourself sinking a bit deeper and deeper into hopefully no more than a light state of trance. Starting to count now. 10, 9, 8. When he was small, he blew up a balloon. Was it a green one or a blue one? I forget. Anyway, after blowing it up, he stuck it on his finger on the inside of it and wiggled it around. And to this day, wonders if his finger was inside or outside of the balloon. You can do it. That's right. 7, 6. The other night I reached for the light switch and it wasn't there. And you can do it. 5, 4, 3. They were selling Mexican blankets alongside the road for only $2 each. And you can do it. 2 and 1. That's right. You're doing so well, letting everything go, letting all that confusion in your mind just dissipate. As you slip, as you sink, as you fall now into sleep, that's right. Into sleep, into deep, deep trance for me now, that's right. And in a moment, this recording will finish. And as it does, you'll find your mind making a choice. You can either choose to wake up now, or you can let yourself drift and sink for a few moments more. That's right. So when you're ready to awake, you know, and I know, that you can just count from 1 to 10. That's right. Counting from 1 to 10, and when you reach the number 10, you'll be wide awake, alert, refreshed and energized, happy and content, remembering as much or as little as your subconscious mind would like you to remember. That's right.